Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cotton Tierney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Mokin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Babe Adams. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Babe Adams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Carey reaches second base with a double. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callahan, who is chasing the ball. Bigby reaches third base with a triple. Carey scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bigby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hollocker scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker throws to second for 1, and Krug throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Grimm moves to second. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. There goes Adams trying to get to home. Stats throws the ball into Hollocker, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Adams, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bigby bunts towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tierney hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 1 in the game. Stats hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stats moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mokin strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Adams reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stats hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Stats moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Stats moves to third. Hollocker moves to second. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stats scores. Hollocker scores. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tierney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mokin hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 2 in the game. Callahan hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carey who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tierney hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm catches it and throws to Tierney, who tags Kelleher for the double play. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 3 in the game. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mokin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of stats. Mokin reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mokin moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 3 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Babe Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stats for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kelleher is hit by the pitch. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. Kelleher moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.